with a low near 11. Saturday, snow likely, blowing snow with a high near 14. And Saturday night, mostly clear. Currently, it's 26.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
It's Friday. Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good morning, I'm Everett. Attorneys for a Kansas death row inmate convicted of killing his estranged wife, their two daughters, and his wife's grandmother will make their case to the state's highest court about why he should be spared. James Craig Kaler says the court where he stood trial made mistakes. Today's hearing will be the first death penalty case heard by the Kansas Supreme Court since Election Day, when voters retained four justices that were targeted for ouster partly because the court overturned other death sentences. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach asking a federal court to order the state to release a list of about 21,000 people who have temporary driver's licenses in an apparent effort to bolster his claims that non-citizens are voting. The move comes in a civil lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union challenging a Kansas law requiring documentary proof of citizenship to register to vote. Mid-America Network News.
When your battery goes dead, everything comes to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback's administration says liquidating an investment fund tied to Kansas unclaimed property would only provide $40 to $50 million to help decrease the state's $350 million budget shortfall. A 2000 law change directed the state to invest an amount equal to the unclaimed property it receives each year. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the state budget director, Sean Sullivan, says the project amount is interest that wouldn't be a part of the state general fund. Prosecutors have added firearms charges to two of the Kansas men accused of plotting to bomb an apartment complex in Garden City where Somali immigrants live. The superseding indictment filed yesterday in U.S. District Court again charges Patrick Stein, Gavin Wright, and Curtis Allen with conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction. In addition, it adds gun charges against Allen and Stein. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday morning. Authorities have arrested two men in connection with what's believed to be a drug-related homicide after Lincoln police found a body in a car's trunk. Police found the body in an apartment complex parking lot shortly before 1:30 yesterday morning. Police Chief Jeff Bleemeister says the man was likely killed in Lincoln, but not at the complex. Authorities say they found the body in a 1999 Buick Park Avenue with its engine running. Two men fled the scene in separate vehicles. One suspect, 25-year-old Sidney Jackson, later arrested in Omaha. The second suspect, 32-year-old Jamez Henderson, found and arrested in Lincoln. A monthly survey of bankers suggesting the economy is improved in rural parts of 10 plains and western states, but still weak because crop prices remain low. The overall economic index for the region remained in negative territory, 42.9 in December, even after improving significantly from November's 36.6. Mid-America Network News.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our lists. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition philosophy bath sets, or Hot Tools curling irons. Best girls' night ever. Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Construction of a wind farm in northwest Washington and northeast Republic counties moved a step closer to reality Monday as Washington County Commissioners unanimously agreed to approve a conditional use permit. A road maintenance agreement will be determined as well as payment in lieu of taxes, and a decommissioning clause will be drafted outlining responsibility for removal or replacement of the structures at the end of their lifespan. NextEra Energy has six such operations in Kansas, according to spokesman Brian Garner.
We are based out of Florida, but we have a lot of wind farms in Kansas. In fact, we have six operational wind farms in Kansas right now, representing over $1 billion in investment in the state.
Brian Garner will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. He outlines those items that are considered when locating a wind farm and were attractive in selecting northeast Kansas.
In addition to wind, we look for a couple of things. We look for access to high voltage transmission lines so we can transmit the power that the wind turbines would generate. We also look for landowners, willing landowners that want to participate in a project like this and enjoy some of the benefits that hosting a wind turbine can afford them. And then also we look for a customer, and that's either a big utility or a company that wants to purchase the power. So Kansas, again, has a terrific wind resource. We've been talking to landowners there. I've gotten a lot of positive reaction and interest from landowners, and we continue to work through the development process. We're very early in the stages right now. It can take a couple of years to develop a wind project, but we see a lot of potential in Washington and Republic counties, and we look forward to working with the landowners and the officials there.
Harold L. Cope, age 92, and Doris M. Cope, age 91, of Marysville, passed away November 30th. Memorial service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m., at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Private interment at the Cottage Hill Cemetery south of Waterville. Terry Christie, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Harold and Doris Cope. Keith Rube Prawley, age 57, of Diller, passed away November 23rd. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Curtis Meyer, Funeral Home Odell, in charge of arrangements for Keith Rube Prawley. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, tater tot casserole, a muffin, pickled beets, peaches, and cottage cheese. Monday's menu, Italian chicken, rice, sweetbread, Brussels sprouts, and mixed fruit. Check out the school and community calendar. Marysville wrestlers at Hoisington this weekend. Marysville High basketball teams host Chapman tonight. Live broadcast on KNDY. Light mist and drizzle outside this morning. It's below freezing, but not sticking just yet. We don't have any weather-related postponements or cancellations to report as a result this morning, but stay advised with the winter weather advisory for your Friday. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our Family Grocery, Cromish Market in Marysville, is featuring a two-day holiday kickoff sale Thursday and Friday only, with boneless Carve Master hams, 99 cents a pound. Fresh boneless pork loin, whole in the bag, $1.59 a pound. A 10-pound bag of russet potatoes, $1.99. Select flavors, Our Family brand shredded cheese, $1.39 each for an 8-ounce package. It's a two-day holiday kickoff special Thursday and Friday only at Our Family Grocery, Cromish Market in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a low pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, very heavy snow across the Dakotas into Wisconsin and Minnesota. It looks like we'll see more wintry mix as well as freezing drizzle across the central parts of the Midwest, which will make traveling pretty difficult. So if you are heading out and about throughout the rest of the day into tomorrow, as we're going to see this change on over into snow, just take some extra time. So looking at the forecast, we have a winter weather advisory that remains in effect, as we'll have freezing drizzle, high of 32, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight we'll continue with areas of freezing drizzle. We'll drop down to right around 11. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow likely. We'll see temperatures at 14, wind gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. We'll see temperatures at 7 below. And Sunday, mostly sunny at 17 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-December 42, the average low 22. With a light mist and drizzle in the air, it's 28 degrees. With temperatures at or just below freezing today, we may see some icing conditions. Again, no weather-related postponements or cancellations to report as of early this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 16th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about their rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even free ribeye dinners. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for dinner between work and the Christmas program or a hearty breakfast before a big day of shopping. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
The Seahawks claim their division, and the NBA says goodbye to Craig Sager. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. On Thursday Night Football, the Seahawks became the first team to wrap up a division title.
Russell has some time to step up and let it fly. Got a man open, lock it down the near side, right 10, 5, touchdown, Seahawks!
On 710 ESPN, Seattle, Russell Wilson, 3 TD passes, and Seattle takes the NFC West 24-3 victory over the Rams. Before the Knicks-Golden State game in Oakland, Coach Steve Kerr spoke to the crowd about TNT sideline reporter Craig Sager, who passed away Thursday after a battle with cancer, asking not for a moment of silence, but instead a moment of joy.
So I'd like all of you to join me in an applause for a great man and a life well lived. Thank you.
On Sager's home network, TNT, Sager was 65. The Warriors handled the Knicks 103-90. Another road win for the Spurs.
Rebound grabbed by Tyson Chandler. Taken away from him by Leonard. Underneath, reverse layup is good.
On WOAI, Spurs 107, Suns 92. Big night for Anthony Davis, 35 points, 16 rebounds, and 5 blocks.
Davis is open, and that's a killer. A 3-ball for Davis.
On WRNO, the Pelicans defeated the Pacers 102-95 in New Orleans. Another productive night for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Wade works right, Henson helping.
In the lane, batted away by Giannis, picked up by Parker. They're running 2-on-1 to Giannis, slam dunk!
On WTMJ, Giannis scored 30 points, leading the Bucks to a 108-97 victory over the Bulls. That snaps a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee. The University of Minnesota punished 10 football players following an internal investigation into a sexual assault case. Golden Gophers wide receiver Drew Walutarski says they want answers.
We're concerned that our brothers have been named publicly with reckless disregard in violation of their constitutional rights. We are now compelled to speak for our team and take back our program.
The team says it's boycotting all football activities leading up to the Holiday Bowl. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Marysville High wrestlers defeat Concordia Thursday night 72-9. Marysville's at Hoisington this weekend. Marysville basketball teams entertain Chapman tonight. Live broadcast on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming on our website, KNDYradio.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. With U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers, happy to see two actions filed against China recently regarding its trade policies. The U.S. Trade Representative's Office challenging Chinese policies that distort the wheat market, therefore harming wheat growers around the world. Both organizations say it's important that the U.S. government take a strong stand on enforcing trade rules. They say it's crucial for building trust in existing and new trade agreements. The U.S. Trade Representative filed the request for a consultation with the World Trade Organization this week. U.S. Trade Rep's Office says China is not fairly administering its annual tariff rate quotas for commodities like corn, rice, and wheat. The request says China unfairly makes it more difficult to export wheat into the country. The request also asks the WTO to convene a panel for hearing on the dispute it filed back in September against China's excessive market price supports for corn, rice, and wheat. Gordon Stoner, president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, said the fact is the two actions go hand in hand and it demonstrates how Chinese government policies create an unfair advantage for their domestic wheat production. The House Freedom Caucus is a group of conservative House Republicans issued a 23-page list of regulations it wants overturned in the Trump administration and nutrition a key target. The list includes the Food and Drug Administration's update on the nutrition facts label and updated standards for school lunches. Both of those were priorities championed by First Lady Michelle Obama. The document said the regulations have proven themselves to be unworkable for schools to implement. Regulations it's referring to include the standard that mandates schools offer more fruits and vegetables and whole grains while cutting back on salt, sugar, and fat. It goes on to say schools are throwing away food the students are not eating. USDA said the schools have hit almost 100% compliance with the changes, and health advocates also say that students have adjusted well. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Congressional leaders and livestock groups plan a strong push next month to repeal USDA's last-minute interim final rules aimed at discriminatory practices in livestock and poultry sales. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy and Congressional Ag Chair Mike Conaway and Pat Roberts threatened to try to repeal USDA's Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Act, or GIPSA, rules next Congress. Lawmakers have 60 days under the Congressional Review Act to repeal a new rule once published, which the current administration's USDA plans before the administration leaves office and before a 60-day comment period ends. National Pork Producers spokesman Dave Warner says the rule will mean more lawsuits and less competition, and his group will fight for repeal in the new Congress and the new administration.
We'll make our case to the incoming administration. The chairman of the Senate and House Agriculture Committees don't like this rule.
But the American Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, and key lawmakers like Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley say the rules protect poultry and livestock producers against unfair packer contracting and marketing practices. Grassley claims there is bipartisan support. Warner says Congress and producers agree with only some provisions. Others have been rejected since the 2008 Farm Bill, including anti-packer lawsuits.
Provision was considered in Congress during debate on the 2008 Farm Bill, and it was rejected.
Some groups say the rule will lead to more lawsuits and more packers raising more of their own animals, leading to less producer competition. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Bend Casino's all-new bingo facility is now open and features, you'd better be sitting for this, 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, MP Bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets and pull tabs, lots of snacks and bottled beer, plus we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. We're open Wednesday through Saturday evenings with matinee sessions on Saturday and Sunday. Whew, so how do you like bingo now? Pricing and packages at prairieband.com/bingo.
And now, another episode of Don't Touch That Turkey.
Okay, turkeys, looking good today. Maybe too good. Butterball, lose some weight. You, rub some dirt on your face. Everybody ready? Let's go.
Eat more beef. Eat more beef.
Stay tuned for more episodes of Don't Touch That Turkey, sponsored by these beef supporters.
This Beef for the Holidays message brought to you by the Kansas Beef Council. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. Are the Chinese up to something with the way they're importing American grains? More about that after this.
Christmas is quickly approaching, and I've got just the thing for that hard-to-buy-for farmer. Max Armstrong's Stories from the Heartland. It's a beautiful, full-color, hardcover book containing stories about many of the people Max has met during his travels. The stories are all self-contained, leading one reviewer to note, "You can only read a story or two if you'd like, but chances are you'll want to keep reading. The stories are that good." Max shares inspiring, touching, and laugh-out-loud stories from his 40-year career in farm broadcasting. His travels have taken him far away from his family farm along the Wabash River in Indiana, but Max has always managed to keep one foot in the furrow. Max has met the most fascinating folks, and this book is a tribute to them, as well as the countless Americans whose lives have been enriched because of their connections to agriculture. Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong, the perfect Christmas gift. Order yours at maxarmstrongbook.com. That's maxarmstrongbook.com.
The Chinese have been on a buying spree of American corn and beans especially, and it appears they are projecting ahead to next year to import even more of our grains. Terry Rogensack of the Hightower Report suggests that this could be related to the Trump suggestion that there might be a trade war in our future with China.
For right now, that's one of the theories that they booked ahead, and then they're going to end up with a period where their stocks are too high and they're going to need to wait until they start importing again.
Which would mean a hole in our export market.
Yes, and if we see that as South America produces an extra 5 million tons than last year into their harvest, then we could be in trouble. We're also hearing that South America, some of their early harvested areas are going to be starting to harvest as early as late December. So they're going to have beans available right into early January for shipment on the world market. And while meal is in high demand in China, they're just importing the beans and making their own meal to fill that void. U.S. meal basis is about as bad as it's been at the Gulf since 2012. A lot of talk in the U.S. and a lot of meal is sitting around at plants, and they're trying to get it out there. So we're starting to see some cracks in the bullish setup for beans in the U.S., and we would not be surprised to see a pretty good break in beans unless there's a weather development in South America.
Let's talk about soybean oil, which seems to be benefiting from a really tight palm oil market in Southeast Asia, correct?
Extremely tight palm oil stocks, and the fact that we're just now getting to the point where monthly production in Indonesia will be similar to a year ago and won't start really going much above a year ago until the first quarter of 2017. So with those extremely tight stocks that were drawn down over the past year, you can have all kinds of issues. I mean, might take some time to put in a top for the vegetable oil markets, but it looks like that's coming over the next month or so.
That's Terry Rogensack of the Hightower Report. You can check out the Hightower Report at futures-research.com. Futures-research.com. Back after this. Farming America is a presentation.
You work hard to earn your cash. You shouldn't have to work hard to get a cash back rebate. Now you don't have to with the Titan Stash Your Cash program. Save instantly when you purchase American-made Titan Goodyear Farm tires now through December 31st. No forms to fill out, no phone calls to make. Just stash your cash. See your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today for complete details.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Hit 7:30 from KNDY, 28 degrees with light mist and drizzle in the air. We'll look for highs around the freezing mark today. May see some icing conditions if the precipitation continues, which it is forecast off and on throughout the day. Freezing drizzle much of Friday as a result of winter weather advisory. Colder air moving in on Saturday. Snow likely, an inch or two possible of blowing snow. Very cold, even dangerous temperatures forecast Saturday night and Sunday. So be advised that our winter weather advisory for this weekend. We have no weather-related postponements or cancellations to report as a result of the weather this morning. Stay tuned to KNDY for any updates throughout the day.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life. And auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Tune for high school basketball scores, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show.
Mid-America Network Sports, good Friday morning. Wichita State Shockers could become a basketball-only addition to the American Athletic Conference, according to FanRagSports.com's John Rothstein. Rothstein released an article citing AAC sources that the Shockers were brought up at the latest league meetings. Currently, the AAC has 11 teams, Cincinnati, Houston, UCF, SMU, East Carolina, Memphis, Temple, USF, Tulsa, UConn, and Tulane. And speaking of Wichita State, the Shockers set to welcome Oklahoma State to Intrust Bank Arena in Wichita tomorrow for their first meeting since 2002. The 8-2 Cowboys will be tough. Their only losses have come to North Carolina and Maryland. Oklahoma State boasting the nation's fourth best scoring offense, averaging 93.5 points per contest. Tip-off time set for 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Mid-America Network Sports.
Your hard work and business on track. Who's got the power that's second to none? White Star.
White Star.
Get the job done.
Competition is a good thing. It forces you to be your very best. At White Star Machinery, home of the dependable and durable compact Bobcat equipment, they never stop trying to get better. And neither does Bobcat. Check out the Bobcat Advantage and watch Bobcat compact excavators go head-to-head with the competition and create